From Anshei Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Behar, Inner Feelings. If we look in the Parsha, it's all about the Behar Sinai at Mount Sinai. We were told about the Yovel, the Jubilee year, the Shemitah, 7 years. Every 7 years we need to rest the land. And if we ask, what is this all about? Says the Ksav Sofer, it's really about one thing. It's an expression of this idea, an ideal we found a few parshiot ago in Parshat Kedoshim, Ve'avtal Re'echa Kamocha. It's nothing less than a fleshing out of the idea that we should love our neighbor as ourselves. Loving your neighbor as yourself is very nice, but you have to bring it into action. How do we do that? We had Shemitah. On the Shemitah year, anybody can walk in my field. There's no such thing as having a door or a fence. If you had a fence, you could leave it, but generally speaking, people could just walk in your field. You have apples, people could eat apples. If you love your neighbor as yourself, really theoretically, we should all be communists. But no, that is not practical. It doesn't work. But every 7 years, the land is have care. It's for anybody. Anybody can take whatever they want, whenever they want it. We're expressing this ideal in a more extreme kind of way. We're expressing the ideal that the Lashem Ha'aretz U'Mlo'a, that the earth belongs to everyone. We're expressing the idea that we have faith that everything will work out, even though we're not working the field like we usually do. We have faith. So the Yovel and the Shemitah year, in many ways, expresses that kind of an ideal. Rabbi Josh Hoffman, my good friend who just recently passed away, Alav HaShalom, points out that Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, great Baal Musar, great Musar authority, in his Sichos Musar, he says, what does it mean later in the Parsha? It says, lo tavod bo avodat perech. Don't work him with perech work. What's perech? Perech is demeaning work. That's just work for work's sake. So the Medrash and Rashi, they say, you tell him, oh, heat up that water. Do you need hot water? No, you don't need hot water. But you figure, tell him to heat up the hot water. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says, let's analyze. What's the problem with telling him to heat up the hot water when you don't need to heat the hot water? What's the problem? Is it that the person feels like, look, I heated the water for him, he doesn't even need it? No. Could be that when I tell him to heat the water, he doesn't know that I don't need it. You know what the problem is? The problem is, from the point of view of the master, the owner of the slave, he's thinking, huh, it works for me. I'll tell him to do whatever he wants. I'll tell him to carry everything and move it over there. And then we'll tell him to move it over here and let him work. In other words, you have no respect for the individual. And when it comes to an Eved Ivri, certainly, or any person, you have to have respect. This law is a reflection of the inner feelings that you have to have respect. So the Shemitah is a reflection. The sabbatical year is a reflection of loving your neighbor as yourself. The idea of not working our slaves too hard is a reflection of our respect of the human dignity of the other. And then we can take this idea one step further. It's always bothered me, the question of honoring our parents. We understand the Torah and the Ten Commandments says, honor your parents. Kabedet avicha v'imach. We understand in Parshat Kedoshim it said, Ish imo v'avitirao. You should be in awe of your mother and your father. What does it mean to be in awe? To realize that they're greater than you. They have more experience than you. You owe them something. They're beyond you. They're older than you are. To be in awe, like we are of God, we say, God is beyond us, way beyond us. That's the kind of feeling we have to have about our parents. So that's very nice, but what about the love? Where is the love in our relationship with our parents? The Torah seems to describe a relationship of honoring and what? Fearing. But where's the emotional component? The rabbis say, you know what it means to honor? They say they want a glass of water, get them a glass of water. They say, give them a piece of cake, get them a piece of cake. What does it mean to fear? Well, don't contradict them, don't sit in their seat. But where's the emotional component? Comes the Sefer Haredim, Rabbi Lazar Azikri, a great Sephardic rabbi from about 500 years ago. Comes the Chai Adam a couple hundred years ago from Lithuania, quoting the Sefer Charedim, and they say, yes, that which we intuit, that our relationship with our parents should be one of love, absolutely. It's reflected in this law. He says, what does it mean to honor somebody? He says, honor doesn't mean that, here, would you like a cup of water? Here's a cup of water for you. That's not honor. Honor is, I feel like I want to give you a cup of water, and that's why I give you a cup of water. So the Torah, far from just being sort of all focused on the action, but not on the feelings, it very much is. The person honors their parents, gives them, feeds them, provides for them, lets them in the door, opens the door for them, lets them come in and come out as parents get older. Actually, sometimes have to actually feed them, actually take them in and out. As a child does that, hopefully it's a reflection of love, respect, admiration, recognition of the thanksgiving we have to give toward them. It's not just an action. The action reflects the feelings. It's all about feelings. So too, we can now say about a number of aspects of Parsha and our Jewish lives that it is all about the feelings. Yes, there's a sabbatical year, but the sabbatical year is ultimately a reflection, the feeling of honor of one to another, love of one neighbor to another. Yes, it's a jubilee year, and the land goes back to its owner because it reflects the feelings, the ideas that every person understands, that we all just are simple folks. We have our inheritance. We can't just amass all this wealth. It all goes back to its original owners. We understand the idea of the equality of all people, that we all were created in the image of God together. When we honor our parents, it's not just an action, different deeds that we do. Yes, Judaism is action-oriented, but these actions are to reflect an inner experience. As Rabbi Soloveitchik explained, there's a Maisa mitzvah, there are the deeds, and then there's the Kiyum HaMitzvah, the fulfillment of the mitzvah. The concept behind it. You blow the shofar, and yes, that we're required to sound certain blasts in Rosh Hashanah, but the Kiyum HaShevalev, the fulfillment is in the heart. Yes, we're supposed to recite certain prayers every day, but the kiyum, the fulfillment, is in our heart. Yes, we're supposed to shake a lulav, but ultimately, the question is, was it Aziranu HaKolatzeyar? Did it fulfill its concept of praising God with everything that's in nature and everything that's out there? So, it's all about the feelings. It's all about the inner feelings. In Judaism, we say you cannot suffice. Lo midrashi kar l'maaseh. It's not the main thing just to think about these things and just love your neighbor. We have to bring it into action. But we can't go the other way as well. We have to remember that there's also the feeling part. There's also how it feels. There's also what it represents. There's also the ideas that it represents. And we need to be in touch both with the action and with the ideas as well. Far from being just a religion just of action, it's a religion of action and a feeling. And we believe that both are important in order to bring the feelings out through the action, but not to do the action without the feelings. And together, hopefully we have a holistic Judaism, a Judaism which is not only rooted in ideas, but ideas that come to expression, like the Shemitah year, when we actually live the idea of loving your neighbor. But we don't just do, as in giving to our parents, but we also respect in a deeper sense, so that the actions mimic the feeling, the heart, and the deeds. The arm, the tefillin on the arm, and the tefillin on the head, representing the action and the thought, are synced up, they're linked up together. And hopefully, we are complete Jews, Jews who have both the action and the feelings at the same time. Thanks for joining us here at the Anshei Sefar Beth Lomith congregation here in Memphis, Tennessee. Join us each week for a discussion of the Parsha, various holidays, how-to videos. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.